KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello, I'm Terry Randolph. Thank you for tuning in to this semester's first edition of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
I'm Robert Rivera. Today on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, we hear from reporter Walter Scott, who explores what it takes to be among the best creators in today's modern renaissance.
And I'm Ajua Akins. We begin the Contemporary Dance Ensemble at Fresno State and a special performance for Black History Month.
Fresno State is celebrating Black History Month with performance by the Contemporary Dance Ensemble of Bernard Brown's Unquenched Thirst. Bernard Brown is a choreographer, educator, and performer who prioritizes the intersection of Blackness, queerness, and belonging. We got a chance to sit down with professor and director Kenneth Ballant and asked him why he chose Bernard Brown's work to feature for Black History Month.
I've known Bernard Brown for maybe 7 or 8 years, and I've seen his work, and I've been fascinated by it. He's an artist that I can identify very easily with in scope of origins and kind of take on the universe. And I've been trying to get him to come here and choreograph for a couple of years, but he's a busy guy, and our schedules never linked up, and finally it happened.
Brown's Unquenched Thirst is symbolic of the African diasporic movement. Ballant says this concept is reflected in the dance piece.
Well, basically that means about why people move around, what were the causes, and it's something that I think gets glossed over and is in context of the piece that you're going to see in the program. It just talks about, you know, sometimes there is no water, sometimes there is no food, and that happens for various reasons. It could be climate change, it could be war, it could be political. These are all things that cause harm to human beings, and human beings are caught in the crosshairs. So in this particular piece, it's about the lack of water that causes people to search for a better life, a better place to live.
Finally, I asked what advice would he give to Fresno State students who want to dance professionally?
Don't be afraid to be caught up, and because it's a very demanding profession. So you got to really want it. And then it'll all work out. A little bit of hard work in there too.
Great advice on what it takes to be a professional dancer by Professor Ballant.
I know that a lot of Black History Month events were being hosted around campus. I really like that you talked to Kenneth because I am familiar with the Africana Studies program. I work with them, and I wish we had featured this as one of our events.
What an awesome story, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Students, poets, and musicians gathered in the Ellipse Gallery at the Henry Madden Library at Fresno State for the Sani Bonani Open Mic Night. The open mic event is a free space for the diverse Fresno community to express themselves among other community members. I spoke with the coordinator for the event and chair of the Africana Studies program, Dr. Maida Shetler.
Not all students at the Sani Bonani Open Mic Night volunteered to speak. With a little courage and support, many of these students chose to go up on the stage and read.
Sani Bonani means is the plural form of Sawubona, the Zulu greeting, which means I see you, literally. But it's not just I see you, it means you're valuable to me. And so every open mic is really about that spirit of community and of welcome and of openness and of nurturing creativity and uplifting voices for everyone to hear and to support.
Participants coming in were welcomed at the front of the room by Shetler at a table with Black History Month bracelets and stickers. Participants are also offered an assortment of snacks and refreshments. Some chose to recite poems and written pieces created for the event. Students like Kylie Christine Matthews, a senior in business administration, chose to share her own poems.
You don't know a thing about this life and what it cost me. Blood, sweat, and pain till they off me. Praying with my tears, crying softly.
Me and my family came and it brought us together, and my brother actually went up today too, so honestly I like the feeling that I had here, so I would also come back.
The event gives students and artists the space and opportunity to express their thoughts, emotions, frustrations, and anger without judgment or criticism. The Africana Studies program is hosting another Sani Bonani Open Mic Night on March 23rd from 6 to 6:30 p.m. in the Ellipse Gallery.
Love to see the diversity, Ojoa. Great story.
I love poetry readings. I'm going to have to go to the next event.
A new era of creativity and ideas are upon us. The modern renaissance is taking over our phones, TVs, radios, and papers. Walter Scott sits down with digital content creator Liette Kofi and professional creatives exploring what it takes to show up and show out.
Fresno, California is home to many different kinds of individuals from across Earth. Fresno State by itself is a hub for the talented to share their gifts in the valley and with the world. I talked with digital content creator Liette Kofi, who told me all about his creative process.
Analyze it if you can. Just kind of immerse yourself in it, explore, and look at what other people are doing.
But the route to his current position wasn't as conventional as most.
One day I don't know if he had a camera before, but one day he approached me about wanting to shoot photos at their games. And I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Like, have never had anybody like ask me about that other than like photographers that are interested in shooting. And so I was like, yeah, sure.
That's Andrew Work, Director of Creative Services for Fresno State Athletics. He and Liette have worked at numerous sporting events together, and Worth has witnessed Kofi's work ethic firsthand.
I'm guessing he probably went to YouTube, talked to other photographers, talked to other people, looked at work, found his inspiration and where he wanted to go, and he's kind of ventured off from there and turned it into this amazing work that he now puts out.
And his efforts did not go unnoticed.
It's crazy to see the improvement he's had between last year to this year. Like, a lot of it is him just like self-drive and motivation to grow that way.
That's Matt Murphy, co-director of Creative Services for Fresno State Athletics. Kofi is well aware of the role that likes and followers play on modern creatives and platforms, and he doesn't let it phase his process.
You forget that the reason why people like your work is because you wasn't trying to please them, but you were doing something that you love, and as a result of that, they liked it too.
And most creators understand this principle too.
You always have those moments where you get a little frustrated and you're like, I'm not feeling this, especially if you're spending several hours on an edit hearing the same song over and over. Like, you start to fall out of love with it. And I've had that happen other times, and then people afterwards are like, oh, this video is sick. And I'm like, oh, glad you liked it.
Yet another reminder that fulfillment should come from the effort in the process, not the results. Walter Scott, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
You can catch more of Liette and his work at Yannick Liette Kofi across all social media platforms.
Women's History Month has a different meaning for everyone. We look at the works and roles of the amazing women who have made great changes to their programs on the Fresno State campus. They include Shetler, who has played an important role in Africana studies.
Shetler connected with the works of Malcolm X in 1986. She saw the United States and its history in a different light and wanted to carry out that legacy.
Africana studies is the study of the contributions of African people, both in the United States and around the world. And so another pivotal moment for me was Nelson Mandela was released from prison when I was a senior in college. And I knew the exact moment when he was released because the student across the hall started shouting. He was listening to his radio. And so, that was another powerful kind of formational experience for me, was to learn about South Africa.
Her experience in South Africa as a senior at Brown University inspired her to use the values she learned in her classes today.
I always talk about Ubuntu on the very first day of class, and Ubuntu is the African principle of humanhood, of generosity, of being in community, of not being isolated, not being individual, but being selfless and thinking of others.
This will be her first year as program coordinator for Africana Studies. She hopes to become a full-time professor at the end of the spring 2023 semester. Going forward, Shetler would like to see more Africana Studies professors to build the program. Shetler hopes that the shift in new upper division leadership at Fresno State leads to a future with more cultural integration, attention and focus on Black students' retention and graduation.
I feel like the policies at the kind of upper level administration need to support systemic access and to bring in more Black students back to where it was in the 2008-2009 levels.
In the meantime, Shetler is doing what she can to guide her students down a path of success and to give them what they need to graduate. For Women's History Month, Shetler nominated Kalia Clayton, a double major in Africana Studies and Psychology, for a Community Service Award at the NAACP Black Excellence Gala.
When she had told me, I went to my car and I just started bawling in tears, and I cried for like 5 minutes, and I called my mom and I told her, I was like, Mom, guess what?
Clayton's work at Golden Charter Academy and the African American Museum in Fresno inspired Shetler to nominate her. 22 years working in the Africana Studies program, and Shetler is finally beginning to see changes from her hard work. Terry, did you know that it was Women's History Month?
I did know it was National Women's History Month, and it is a really good time to be a woman.
Awesome to see the impact women have on campus. Appreciate all the women out there. Love you, Mom.
If you go to school at a university that has Greek life, I bet you've heard some stories. At Fresno State, Greek life is a very prominent topic. Noelani Patterson tells us, while some pass quick judgment to the community, there's a lot that's not known to the outside world, especially the positivity that Greek life brings to campus.
If you go to school at a university that has Greek life, I bet you've heard some stories. However, while some pass quick judgment to the community, there's a lot that's not known to the outside world, especially the positivity that Greek life brings to campus. Greek life can be a controversial topic for some, especially those who aren't in it due to the negative stereotypes that surround it.
We are in two different worlds, mm-hmm. And not that it's in a bad way, but we're just having completely different life experiences.
Marco Flores is a member of a fraternity on campus. He is also the public relations chair for the Interfraternity Council.
It all kind of stems from what you really see in the media. I mean, most of the time, a lot of the media will show like one side of things. They won't really show the good of what Greek life has to offer, like philanthropies.
What the movies do not show you about the fraternities and sororities is the opportunities that can stem from these organizations.
I feel like the biggest thing that Greek life really helps with involvement on campus as a whole is pretty much building your leadership qualities. Like, there's different positions you can hold in certain houses that are going to benefit you as a leader.
There's so much more to these organizations than what people may think, such as philanthropies and the good that is done for the community. Adrienne Gooden is the chapter president for her sorority at Fresno State. She says that there's so much more to Greek life than what most people think.
So it's important to focus on what we do for the community. Like, not only do we like nationally with our executive offices, but locally, like all the things we do, and like just around campus and stuff. Like, there's always volunteer opportunities, always kind of recruiting girls who we know would fit in with us and kind of just like make friendships along the way.
Members of Greek organizations feel like they're judged for being in a sorority or fraternity because of the mass stereotypes that are associated with the community.
I think so, especially as horrible as it sounds, like introduced myself as like the chapter president or something. Mm-hmm. Like I one time got a comment, I was like, oh, so like Elle Woods type thing, like blonde and whatever.
Oh, of course. I feel like I'm judged all the time as soon as I mention that I'm a Greek life. Mm-hmm. It happens almost every single day. Or if somebody sees me wearing my letters, or if I'm wearing a shirt that says Lambda Chi Alpha, I feel like I get looked at a little bit differently because people don't really understand what it's about.
Shelby Wagoner feels like she sticks out when she represents her sorority on campus. In fact, her professor told her that she should quit her sorority or she wasn't going to pass this class.
I feel like when I wear, like, sweatshirts that say Delta Gamma or have my letters on it to school, I feel like I have gotten a little judged by other students or even the teachers. I feel like I've had some teachers kind of make comments and say like, oh, like you're not going to be able to pass this class if you're in a sorority.
It's important to remember that while Greek life might not be for everyone, the people who are a part of the community are there for a reason. Wagoner says assumptions shouldn't be made before hearing what they have to say.
I'm such a social person, and just having that outlet of like meeting new people like almost every time I go out or like go anywhere, it's just like I feel like without Greek life I just wouldn't be as happy and I wouldn't have met as many amazing people that I have. And I feel like the people that I've met will be like the people that I'll like know for the rest of my life.
You know, if you want to be that change in the stereotype, you have to be the difference. And I said that before, because if I am facing all this stigma from being in Greek life, even from my own parents, I need to show them that I'm different, mm-hmm. that I am that change that's going to make Greek life better, that's going to make my house better, that's going to make the campus of Fresno State better.
Every organization on campus is making an impact in one way or another. And although the Greek community has such negative stereotypes surrounding it, hearing real stories from real people and how the Greek community has impacted their lives can make a difference.
1,500 dogs from around the world entered the Fresno Fairgrounds for the annual Sun Made Kennel Club dog show. Ronan Van Thee was there for the competition.
Last month, dog owners from all over the world came to the Fresno Fairgrounds to compete in an annual dog show.
We had some really, really high-end dogs that you'll see up in the upcoming months at Westminster, along with handlers that are, you know, have won Westminster. So it's not what you'd call just a little local show. Dogs come, you know, from all over, clearly the state and out of the state this year. So it was a big show to see some of those high-end, I'll call them handlers, that are professional handlers that you'll see on TV on your, you know, whether it be Thanksgiving or, you know, another day or Westminster.
That was President-elect Cindy McAllister of the Sun Made Kennel Club, Fresno's local extension of the American Kennel Club, which is a national organization at the head of these dog shows around the United States.
Representing the hound group, the Scottish Deerhound.
So I would, in the best plain terms and a confirmation, it really is a beauty contest for dogs.
To the average person, this may be the case, but unless you're an avid dog show viewer, you wouldn't know that there's much more to the competition than to see which dog is the most elegant or the prettiest.
So each breed has a breed standard, so you can go to the AKC website, look for a breed, and it would give you the AKC standard for that breed. So each breed is judged to that standard. It could be their top line, it could be their movement, it could be ear set, whatever that AKC standard is, the dog of that breed is judged to that standard. So you're always trying to get your dog closest to the AKC standard that there is.
As a nonprofit organization, the Sun Made Kennel Club uses the proceeds from their events to help fund anything and all dog-related that would align with their mission statement of being a group of dog lovers that would further the advancement of all purebred dogs.
That wraps up our show for the week.
Next week on Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, One Way Students Are Dealing with Stress, Bulldog Bull.
We'll also talk with members of El Escuadrón de Fresno, a soccer fan club that supports Fresno State's women's team.
Today's episode of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition was produced by Professor Faith Sidlow for the Department of Media, Communications, and Journalism. Our stories and interviews were produced and edited by Walter Scott, Noelani Patterson, Terry Randolph, Ronan Vanthi, and me, Ajwa Akins.
Our music is from Fabrizio Cardoza and Bob Bradley.
This program is produced in collaboration with 90.7 KFSR. With Ajwa Akins and Terry Randolph, I'm Robert Rivera, and have a great morning.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.